After a motion that passed unanimously at council's last meeting, the city is looking to make improvements to the public consultation process related to new supportive and emergency housing solutions. This motion, brought forward by Councillor Lisa Osanek, is the result of community feedback regarding the approach to engagement on three recent supportive housing sites. One Kingston resident that lives near one of the recent sites, Joe Grattan, spoke to the issue before council.
The last time I stood here, I was hopeful I would be heard. Today, I'm simply frustrated. I'm here today to speak in support of the motion regarding consultation and public engagement on supportive and emergency housing. To date, this process has been a disaster, and it's clear changes are required. Residents have been stonewalled when seeking basic information. We raise legitimate questions about site selection, operational impacts, zoning compliance, program effectiveness, and neighborhood compatibility. We were told our concerns were unfounded, yet no evidence has been provided to support these claims or address the issues we raised. Meaningful consultation must happen before locations are announced and in the neighborhoods being impacted. Communication must be exhaustive and proactive. Reports buried in council agendas are not engagement. Announcing a finalized location and then dismissing criticism as NIMBYism is not engagement.
Councillor Lisa Osanek and seconder Councillor Gregory Ridge explained the intention behind the motion before council.
This motion is to look for improvement in the process. I'll be really interested to see how, what the comparison is of how we're doing it compared to other cities. I know that we're not the only city that is buying housing in neighborhoods for supportive housing. So I'll be really interested to see how that comparison comes out. Also, if it is decided that we're allowed under a human rights-based approach to continue to, give notification to neighbors, doing the flyers in the mailboxes, then the process that comes back to us, it is going to have to be that we do that notification on a Monday, not on a Friday, and not during the last 2 weeks of December. Even if that means that a house closes during the last 2 weeks of December, we wait until January on a Monday to give that notification, just to really keep that transparency.
This issue about communications, especially with the sensitive nature of the supports or the emergency services that are being provided in the neighborhood, is one that I've heard many times from constituents. And I think that this is an iterative process. This is something where we learn from what we've done, and then we improve the process over and over again so that there's an acceptable standard operating procedure that we can move forward with. So I'm happy to support this. I'm happy to work towards an ideal solution or an ideal operation.
In the current process for supportive and emergency housing sites, properties are acquired in closed session, later released publicly through door drops and the creation of a Get Involved Kingston page, and discussed in community meetings. Proposed improvements include, but are not limited to, consideration of the timing and methods for information sharing with near neighbors, the scale and format of engagement meetings, confirmation of the role of the site operators in these engagements, and the processes for receiving, responding to, and reporting back on community concerns. Many councillors expressed their agreement with the need for improvements and frustration on how the process has been going with recent sites, including Councillor Ryan Bohm.
Fear grows without the lack of information. So I'm going to just paint a little story on this. So closed session, you're essentially sworn to secrecy. You have information, you cannot make it public, or you are in breach of your code of conduct and there will be an investigation. And we know how that plays out. So you'll have information as a counselor at times that you're unable to share with the public. That can be quite frustrating, especially when somebody from the public reaches out to you and says, hey, what do you know about this address? And it's the exact address that you can't share and it's confidential and you're going because it's being discussed at the local gym. Well, this isn't just vague. It might be in this area of the district. This address was known long beforehand, before the city had any official statement, and you're sitting there going, oh dear, what do you do at that point? So you basically kind of try to get information out as best as possible. And so to say that we can do things better, we have to do things better. That information has to be put out there. We tend to do things, unfortunately, with many things lately in a very reactive role when it comes to communications. And it's very frustrating. You put information out, you make a decision, you call something engagement that's not really engagement, and then you provide a bunch of information after the fact. People are rightly upset and they have a right to be. We need to do better with our communication. Supportive housing can be successful, but we also need to set it up to be successful and not create these additional challenges for ourselves and actually have the public realize this is a successful model. We shouldn't have to convince them. They should already know because we've done the legwork ahead of time.
Councillor Brandon Tozzo noted that while the process will be improved, the city's process of acquiring properties in closed session will likely not change, and there is still friction beyond communications to be addressed.
Our process of purchasing houses in closed session is likely not going to change to this. I'm going to say just a few quiet things loud, and I think it's worth noting where we get our direction from as a council for the policy that we give to staff. We get our direction from the public. So when we run for election, we knock on doors and we hear from thousands of people who give us direction of where they want the city of Kingston to go. And you know, the number one thing I heard at the doors when I was knocking? Homelessness and housing. So I think it's worth knowing that the policies that we've put forward, and this becomes a challenge every time we deal with shelter-related issues or housing-related issues or density-related issues, is the public is kind of getting what they're asking for when we put these policies forward. So for as far as what the policies that we're putting forward, I fully agree that we can communicate things better, but we are delivering what you told us to do when we ran for election in 2022. And when we knock on doors later this year, we will deliver what you tell us to do. If you're asking for us to solve homelessness, we're going to throw everything we possibly can to solve homelessness, Your Worship. If you're asking us we need more housing, you're going to get housing. We listen to the public and we are the most local, accessible levels of government. So I would just say to the public, you're getting what you're asking for. We can certainly do this better. We can work with neighbors. But if this is your top priorities at the door, you know, kind of be careful what you wish for.
Recommendations to improve this process will be brought to council by July 2026. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.